WWE announces a major show in the UK. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
WWE is set to hold its first stadium show in the United Kingdom in 30 years. It'll be at the 74,000-seat Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales, on Sunday, September 3rd. WWE already had an unspecified premium live event on its schedule for Sunday, September 4th, so it appears this would be moving up a day, making it the first WWE event in the UK of this size and scope since SummerSlam in 1992. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins will meet again at WrestleMania Backlash on Sunday, May 8th. Rhodes beat The Miz on last night's Raw. Sonya Deville will be Bianca Belair's next challenger for the Raw Women's title. Deville lured Belair into signing an open contract last night, and then attacked her. Deville made her move after Belair beat Queen Zelina. The women's tag title match being promoted for last night did not happen. Commentary indicated that Rhea Ripley was kept off of the show due to COVID-19 protocols. The match is now being promoted for next Monday's Raw. Meanwhile, one half of the women's tag champs, Naomi, pinned Liv Morgan with a roll-up last night. Rey Mysterio also did not appear last night. Instead, his son Dominic took the loss to Veer Mahan, who continued the beating after the match. Dominic was taken away on a stretcher to a backstage ambulance. The SmackDown Tag Champs, The Usos, beat the Street Profits in last night's main event. The Usos made it clear they want a title unification match against the Raw Tag Champs RK-Bro, who beat the Alpha Academy last night. The match between AJ Styles and Damian Priest ended in a no contest. Austin Theory is now simply known as Theory. He'll get a U.S. title match against Finn Balor next Monday. Tommaso Ciampa officially joined the Raw roster last night. Three title matches are set for tonight's NXT. The next holders of the vacant NXT tag titles will be decided in a five-team gauntlet match. Those teams are Grayson Waller and Sanga, Legado del Fantasma, the Creed Brothers, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, and Pretty Deadly. Also tonight, Mandy Rose defends the NXT women's title against Dakota Kai, and Cameron Grimes puts the North American Championship on the line against Solo Sikoa. In Japan, there's an update on Shinjiro Otani. The 01 promotion confirmed early Tuesday that Otani suffered a cervical spinal cord injury during a match on Sunday. He's been transferred to an intensive care unit and is scheduled to undergo surgery on Wednesday.
AEW.
Tonight's Dark has Captain Sean Dean versus Rohit Raju, plus Emi Sakura versus Charlotte Renegade, and Jorah Jewel faces Teddy Goods. On last night's Dark Elevation, Anna Jay, Sky Blue, and Ruby Soho beat Emi Sakura, Lufisto, and The Bunny. Soho pinned Lufisto with no future. Dark Order's Alan Angels, Alex Reynolds, John Silver, Stu Grayson, and Ten beat Chaos Project and The Gun Club. Serpentico took the pin. Also, Top Flight beat The Factory's Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado. Toa Leona says he has signed a contract with AEW, but is assigned to the Ring of Honor roster. The same goes for Khan. Those two debuted as the tag team The Gates of Agony on the Supercard of Honor pre-show. This week's episode of NWA Superpower premieres tonight on Fight. Matt Cardona defends the NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Da Pope, plus the Dirty Sexy Boys versus the Commonwealth Connection. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, April 12th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.